When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Now that it's not on TV anymore, I might upgrade my writing credit, because I wrote for a comic who was on there once. And like, so I've got, you know, a writer on Mock the Week, and I might just tell people I just wrote for the show. No one can check now. It's like, you know, if you want to get a job now, just put down that you're a manager at Toys R Us. Who are they calling to check?
Yeah,
you know,
I was the CEO of Woolworths.
Exactly. Hey, you're fucking fine. That are too many, because then it looks like it's your fault. But
like, yeah.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him a fat cunt.
Oh, why do you do this?
Every time.
I thought that you were going to... We had a little conversation.
Had a little chat.
Where I said, please, Rob,
yeah.
Please just don't say the C word so early.
Right.
In order to not get demonetized, because yeah. We have shit to pay for.
Yeah.
And you went, oh, yeah, okay, I'll definitely do that.
The thing about that was, I was lying.
Okay, is that because you're a cunt?
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah. That kind of is the long and short of it.
Very much what the problem is, isn't it?
It is a bit of the problem, yeah. I'm a big old knobhead, so
anyway,
sorry, mate.
Welcome to a special episode of Dead Men Talking, entitled Freddy Got Fatwad.
I'm so excited.
What a busy 3 days it's been.
So, it's been... I would say some of the funniest 3 days of my life.
I'm stitching my balls.
Brilliant.
In preparation.
Yeah. I have been laughing for about 3 days solidly.
Yeah, it's been tough. What we'll do is so the plan is to talk about it now, but then in a Patreon episode, which we'll record after this, I'm gonna do a deep dive. I'm gonna read you all of
the feedback you've received in the last few days.
Yeah, the death threats.
Yes, I was trying to, you know, trying to be nice about it.
I would say, and I'm not exaggerating here, that since Monday afternoon, I've had at least 100 DMs that are death threats.
Yeah.
Probably at least 300 DMs overall. And
how many complimentary?
One. So I did have one girl slide into my DMs and be like, hey, you fancy Asian women because I think you're quite cute.
Mate, amazing. It's worth it.
You're not quite worth it.
I think definitely worth it.
No.
This is just how extreme things have to get for a woman to find you attractive. But it's like the Curb episode, like, you know, where Salman Rushdie talks about how many women he got because he got a fatwa. So, you know, maybe that's the thing.
Really?
Yeah. So we've got to explain what happened anyway before we get into rinsing you about it. If anyone hasn't been on the internet in the last couple of days.
So I've sent you a clip. So that you can get it up. So we'll show you the clip.
You emailed me,
So I've had, like I say, 100 death threats via DM, about 300 DMs overall. And if you were to count the amount of death threats that I've had in terms of people just commenting saying we need to behead this guy and kill him, then yeah, quite a lot. As you can see, what's the count on there at the moment?
259,000 views.
Yeah, and that's just on one of them, right? So this is a clip that I recorded, and it was on Hot Water's Green Room podcast.
With Jamie Hutchinson, friend of the podcast, and Tony Carroll.
Now, this was recorded, I think I was episode 6 or 7. I'm one of the first ones, right? This was at least 6 months ago.
It's been quite a while.
Been on the internet for a while. And this
just
got...
sitting there like a ticking time bomb.
This got clipped, and it got pushed out onto, like... a lot of Muslim accounts on Twitter. Listen, this is the clip.
And do you know what? I really fancy all Asian women. But not like Asian, like Chinese, like Asian, like Muslim.
I
tried to psychoanalyze myself. My thing is basically like, I'm quite turned on by the idea that me fucking someone means that they are, like, dishonouring their family. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So, that, funny for you.
That is quite funny, isn't it?
It is pretty funny, yeah.
And then Jamie makes it slightly worse, I think.
Okay. You've got worse issues than me. I just like a bit of stank. You want a father and daughter's relationship to break down and it's a disrespect to Allah just to suck you off. Disgusting.
I've talked about this before. I genuinely think Asian women, they're all beautiful. Every single fucking one of them. Beautiful skin, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes. Gorgeous. Yeah.
Now, you're going to be shocked when I tell you this, Rob, but there are certain members of the Muslim community that did not find that funny in the way that it was intended.
Sorry, they've not had the sense of humour about it you were hoping?
No. And I, you know, I'd love to say that it was unforeseen. However, it is a community that's famously known for taking things seriously.
Basically, you fucked a wasp's nest and you can't be that upset that you got stung on the dick, innit?
Why is my belly being stung? This is completely unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what it was, right? So that got uploaded and within an hour I was being tagged in it.
Right.
And... it had had I was literally walking the dog, and it had had 9,000 views in like an hour. And I was like, "Oh, best keep an eye on that." And then by the time I got home, it had 28,000 views, and I went, "I'm fucked."
And we know you don't walk that far, so it must have been pretty quick that's happened.
Yeah. It was honestly, it was within the space of 3/4 of an hour. Yeah. It had jumped up like that, and it just kept going up and up and up and it was just. Because the thing is the algorithm is designed to reward interaction.
Yeah, it's not positive interaction, it's not negative interaction, it's just interaction.
Exactly. It's not smart enough to go, this is a bit of a dumpster fire, best put this out.
No, it's not in their interest to put it out, it's in their interest to stoke it, because then all the people who are angry stay on their platform longer.
And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Now, what I found really interesting, being on the tail end of this, and like I say, it forgive me for the term, but it blew up. So, what I found really interesting about this is when you're on the... end of something like this, like an outrage thing.
And you can see which direction it's beheading in.
It on your head be it, mate. So, why are we doing this?
I don't know, mate. I can't help it. It's a disease.
Get your dick out the wasp nest.
I'm sorry. I just let it look nice. I just wanted to have a go. It's like, oh, what's he putting his dick in? That's what I've done.
At least fuck a beehive. That way, you know.
I do want to make very clear, by the way, I deeply respect the Muslim religion and the Islamic faith. I respect all Muslims, and I think it's disgusting that you've dishonoured their faith in this way. Much respect to the Prophet, peace be upon him. What do you want to say?
oh, yeah, yeah, you're doing this now, are you, really?
Doing what? Respecting Islam, like always.
Behave. So, right, the thing is that joke, right, mm-hmm. as far as I'm
statement.
Concerned...
Statement of fact, true intention.
As far as I'm concerned, uh-huh. it's not disrespectful to Islam.
I think a lot of people disagree.
Yes, they do, but they're wrong. Why am I digging myself into further?
Mate, I bet that guy from Charlie Hebdo was sat in his office like, no, they're fucking wrong.
But the thing is I say something sincere. I say that I think Muslim women are beautiful.
Yeah, and that is then, true. You know, you do believe
and
that.
And then I follow it up with something that is so outlandish
yeah.
that I quite obviously don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And it's irony.
Yeah, and it's like... I did see a lot of people being like, what's the joke then? There's no like joke. And it's like, yeah, it's not like a knock-knock joke. It's just like, you know, there's no chickens across roads. But like, it's like sometimes it's very funny to say a thing that no one would expect you to say.
Yeah.
And in that conversation, you don't sound like you're about to say something wildly disrespectful to Islam, which it was. So it's a surprise. There's the joke.
Well, I'm not going to have... such a niche fetish about someone dishonouring their family. Like that's... No one has that as a fetish, just the concept of it.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, like, people definitely do have that fetish.
Really?
Like, you've seen the shit that people are into that send videos of. There's a fetish of everything.
Yeah, okay.
There's definitely going to be that.
Yeah, but I'm not using it as a platform to say this is my genuine...
I bet I could find porn of someone spitting on a niqab.
On your head, be it again.
Well, I don't want to see it because I think it's disgusting.
But anyway, right, I thought that it was obvious. Now I was backing it up with a sincere statement,
mm-hmm.
but the amount of people that willfully misconstrue it, and the way that they do it as well is really fascinating. Because at first they go, "It's not a joke. Yeah. He's being serious," and you go, "Really? Am I as a comedian on a comedy podcast?"
Sure, but I think what also happens is you put the mental image of you fucking their daughter into their head, and there is nothing more upsetting for a father than the idea of their daughter lowering themselves to you. It's literally like worst case scenario.
Well,
I'd rather my daughter became a prostitute than wanked you off once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think your daughter's going to become a prostitute.
Yeah.
If you had a daughter, she's going to look horrific.
She's going to be very long.
6'7".
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gangly. She's going to play netball.
Yeah. She's going to be a goal attack.
No, goal defence.
All right, fair enough. Goal post, probably.
So
let's get back to you dishonouring Islam.
They just get your daughter holding the... holding a circular net, like a fishing net.
Yeah,
good for you, Charlotte. You're part of the team. So anyway, right. It was really interesting just sort of watching it unfold.
You say interesting. I say hilarious.
There were a few comments as well that they were floating out there.
Yeah.
My favourite one is fetishization.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, yeah, I think it counts. Which, I think it's technically...
No, but...
I think it's pretty on the nose. You're going, ooh, Muslim women are lovely.
But doesn't that make it sound so much... That one word makes it sound so much more sordid than actually what was going on.
Sorry, like, nothing you said was sordid, was it?
No, right. Here's the thing that drove me mad, right, is that one woman was really upset and she commented and she said, "We will not be your fetishization." Yeah. And I really wanted to comment and go...
You won't.
No, I really wanted to comment and be like, "It's not really up to you though, is it?"
It is true. You don't really get to decide what someone else is horny for.
You don't get to choose what I want to.
Yeah.
Soz.
No, it is true. And as long as you're doing it in your own home, no one can really stop you or should be able to.
So let me tell you about the life cycle of something like this.
You don't have to shout Allahu Akbar before you come, though. That is pushing it.
Jesus Christ above.
So, it's not okay. I think it's not okay. I'm being clear about that.
So
not okay.
This video got uploaded, right? And bear in mind, right, within an hour that it got uploaded, I contacted Hot Water, told them what had happened, and we both agreed to remove the clip.
Yeah.
Right. So within an hour, it was gone.
Yeah.
Right? But it just fucking blew up.
Yeah.
And within the last couple of days, what started happening was that other people would see that this was going viral. They'd download the video.
Yeah.
They'd stick it onto their own pages.
Exactly.
And try and generate their own...
Yes, because if something goes viral once, it will again. So, like, you know, you see the same thing, same joke come back, like, every fucking couple of weeks. Like, there'll be, you know, just there's just certain ones that get recycled.
Oh, right, I'm going to be Charlie bit my finger. Charlie Hebdo yeah. bit my finger. So here's what happens, though, yeah. is they don't just re-upload it. They change something a little bit.
Right.
So it's been re-uploaded about 10 times, right, already, by different news sites. And I'll put that in inverted commas because they're not news sites. They're just trying to feed off anger.
Right.
And this is what really pisses me off as well, by the way, because you're purposely uploading something that you know will offend people and pushing it in the faces of the people who are going to find it offensive.
Yeah, that is way worse
and
than
yet,
you doing the joke
and
on a
yet
podcast.
I'm a dickhead.
Yeah.
Because I didn't... Don't
I mean,
get me wrong,
I agree that you are a dickhead.
But if I was doing that, if I said that, a talk at a mosque.
Yeah, totally.
I can imagine how people would rightfully call for my fucking head.
Yeah.
However, I did it on a comedy podcast, an hour and a bit in, that has a defined audience.
Yeah.
So when you then therefore take it out of context and push it in front of people that are going to find it really upsetting, I'm sorry, but you're a dickhead, not me. It's like, and this is the way that I tried to rationalise it, it's like if you showed Human Centipede to a bunch of children, you wouldn't get angry at the director.
No, you get horny.
At the director.
Yeah.
So why weren't more people jizzing in my direction? That's what I want to know. So here's the thing, right? What happens is every time it gets re-uploaded, it gets changed to be a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
So someone re-uploaded it.
I saw one today where you're in blackface.
So it got re-uploaded, right? And somebody, instead, this time, they tagged me in it. So the first one didn't tag me.
Yeah.
The first one was like, what the fuck is this? It's absolutely disgusting. Look at this big fat cunt. Who does this prick think he is? Right?
Yeah.
The second one tagged me in it. So people started to give abuse. Yeah. And he put it on Instagram, so people started to give me abuse on there as well. And then the third one ripped the video, but next to it, he put his own caption. And he put, like, white men discuss raping Muslim women to disrespect Allah. And it's like, that's not what's happened.
Well, in their defence, how else would you have sex with a woman?
Well, this is... I know that you're joking, but a lot of people were genuinely making this leap.
Yeah.
So a lot of people online have gone, I think he's going to rape Muslim women. Yeah. Like, I genuinely think...
No, to reassure them, like, you know, I am joking there. It's far too much physical effort to do a rape.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be passed out drunk, and Lord knows they're not going to do that. So...
I think we're smoothing this over. I think we're nailing this.
Right. Yeah. You get what I mean, though. We are joking. Fuck me. So people were genuinely saying, I think he's going to go and rape a Muslim woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are these people insane? And then there were other people.
Well, some of them will be, you know.
There were other people who went, he used to be a teacher and he's taught Muslim girls. So he's
how to suck dick.
So no, you're not making this better. Save this energy for the Patreon. He's you know, taught Muslim women.
Yeah.
He's taught Muslim girls. So he must be a paedophile. Yeah. And it's like,
you do look like one.
But the thing is it's amazing how they connect the dots
in
a way that make this so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
Well, my big controversy was the mumble rap one, which obviously is slightly less scary because they're all 14-year-olds. But that quickly became, I'm a racist. That was how that got twisted. It was me denigrating black culture despite just preferring other black artists.
Yeah.
You know, so like, it starts off as one thing, then it just becomes the biggest, worst thing they can make it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is it. So here's what the next iteration was, is someone else recorded it, right? And what he did, this is a real cunt's trick, is he got rid of the bit about me saying that they were beautiful.
Yeah.
So you know the bit at the beginning and the bit at the end where I go, no, seriously, though, they're all beautiful, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, beautiful skin, gorgeous. Uh-huh. He goes, yeah, we'll not need that. Snip, snip, snip. And just gets rid of that. And it's just me going, yeah, I'd like to fuck them to dishonour their families or whatever.
Yeah, they've trimmed the fat. They've got it down to the funny bit.
Well, they've got down to, they've boiled it down to its most offensive bones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy starts giving a speech with me behind him in a green screen. And he's like, this is disrespectful and awful and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, because you've got rid of even more context, you dick. You know what I mean? And then somebody else uploaded it and they were like, Freddie Quinn from Preston. And I'm like, oh my God, when does this end?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the thing, is that every time it gets re-uploaded, they want to try and go a bit further with their outrage.
Yeah, 100%, mate.
Because
like,
every time the content gets a little bit staler, the outrage has to get a bit fresher.
No, totally. And like, I do hope your internet security is all right, because you might well get doxxed.
Well, this is the big worry.
Yeah.
So this is the big worry that I have, is that kind of thing of, well, when are they going to stop?
Yeah.
When are they going to level themselves out? So what I did was I...
Traditionally, though, not once to hold a grudge.
And
so.
And I had to do this, right, is I had to make my Twitter private.
Yeah.
And I had to make my Instagram private.
Yeah.
And then I had to eventually turn off DMs on my Instagram as well.
Yeah, yeah,
because so much was coming in.
Yeah,
so
and it just gets to a point where it's so constant that you just, you know, it's just,
Here's how bad it got. Yeah. Twitter wouldn't work on my phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've had that.
So,
so it just overloads.
It just overloads every time, and it doesn't know what to do, and it panics. It just shuts the app down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck, this is dreadful. But
feels intense, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is I, like, so their argument was, well, we've got a right to be offended by it. And it's
absolutely.
Like, do you know what? Absolutely.
I 100% agree with that.
And you absolutely have a right to be offended
by
it.
But keep it to your fucking self.
And I'm sorry that you got to see it in the manner that you did.
Yeah,
because because it was never meant for you guys to watch.
Yeah.
Because I know you won't find it funny.
This is the thing. It's one that probably should have stayed in the episode rather than as a clip, because clips go out of, you know, out of the bubble.
We've all got different sense of humours, haven't we?
This is it.
And some of the stuff that me and you joke about, I wouldn't joke about in front of my fucking nana. Do you know what I mean?
I would in front of your nan. She's a right filthy old bitch.
There you go. You see? If you were in the room with my nana right now, she'd be...
I'd be fucking balls deep, mate.
No, you'd be smelling because they're all dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It will be when I'm finished.
Jesus wept. So, this is the thing...
It's all right, his nan's not a Muslim.
Everybody's got their own sense of humour.
Yeah.
And they've all got their own sort of...
Totally.
...way of dealing. So, I've had to sort of, you know, really sort of scare it back. I had to change my name on Facebook as well. I had to do one of those silly things because it was just... It's incessant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you get to this thing, it's a numbers game, right?
Yeah.
So I know, just from looking at that clip, that one's had 250K plus. I know as well of at least another couple of hundred... another couple that have had 50K plus.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd say, at the very least, it's probably been viewed by about 400,000 people...
Yeah,
over
minimum.
..over the last couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's say... Purely on a percentage basis, let's say that 99.9%...
This is it, yeah.
..is...
They go, either they go, ha-ha, or they go, ah, and just move on with their day.
Or 99.9% just go, well, I don't like that. Or even they retweet it and they go, this is horrible, or whatever.
Yeah.
But the 0.1% of people that are so angry that they will... they'll try and take it further. They'll DM you... Or they'll come and they'll come after you.
Yeah,
that's 400 people.
Yeah, yeah,
that's now. Even if you pretend that they all live in a different place.
Yeah,
there's 400 different places. And bear in mind, here's another thing. I had to take the gig list off my website.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be the fucking next Batley teacher. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this it's insane. The thing is, as well, now is there's a campaign to try and get me to apologise.
Yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, I'm not doing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
As soon as you start doing that, you're
done. Yeah, you're done. And the thing is, as well, I've got nothing to apologise for.
No, totally. Yeah, yeah.
Because I made a joke and I stand by it. I think the joke's a funny joke. If you got offended, then I'm sorry, but I'd blame the person that uploaded it and pushed it in front of your face. I wouldn't blame me.
Yeah.
It's not my fucking fault.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's really interesting. It feels like it's dying down a little bit now, although right. that might change thanks to this fucking episode. It feels like it's dying down a little bit, but the really interesting thing is that it's outrage is such a really interesting emotion because it burns really fucking bright, but yeah. once it's done, it's done. It's like when you used to light magnesium at school and it goes woof like that and then it just tails off into nothing.
Yeah, that's been my experience. I've had a couple of these, I've had a couple of these internet controversies, and yeah, you are right. It starts off with the real anger. And then mine just devolved into just loads of gentle piss taking forever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine.
Like, oh, yeah. The thing is, as well, is I can deal with the way that it is at the moment in terms of, but you always think, how much further is it going to go?
This is it. The worry is some massive account finds it and does this.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Or it gets picked up by a group of very fucking obsessive people who decide that what they want to do is find out where I gig, which is really fucking easy to do.
Yeah.
Find out
just
where...
Just look for the shittest gigs in the north.
But yeah, that's what the worry always is. It's it's not where am I right now, it's where's this heading?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, and we will... By way of a laugh, when we do our Patreon, we'll read out some of the death threats that I've had.
I'm very excited.
Oh, some of them are really...
I'm really looking forward to reading
some of them are really weirdly specific.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you get some that are like, die cunt, and it's like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
But then some of them are like, fucking hell, this is an essay.
Yeah.
Jesus wept.
Yeah.
So... That's the sort of shit that you've got to contend with, man. But it's been a mental couple of days.
Yeah.
And it really sort of highlights where things are going at the moment, I think, and why this podcast is so important. Because...
Are we going with important?
No. It is important because I've had two podcast clips that have damaged my career, and neither of them have been through this. They've
this
always
true.
Been while I'm guesting on other...
Yeah,
I had Have
is,
a Word
actually,
that lost me a literary book deal,
yeah.
and I had fucking Green Room that...
Going to cost you your head.
I know.
Of all the groups to offend. Yeah. Jesus. So... Yeah, so fingers crossed Freddie's not going to get murdered. Although I was thinking, if you do get like fully killed, I think it might be quite good for me.
I tell you what, it'd be very on brand for Dead Men Talking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, this is it. And also, can you imagine the cachet I would then have as the guy from the podcast so fucking edgy that one of the hosts got murdered?
Okay, if I get beheaded,
yeah.
I want my head on the wall of demonetization.
All right, 100%. Yeah.
I want to
put you in a jar...
No, I want to be mounted like a boar that you've caught.
All right, yeah, I'll put you in the corner, like stood, like a bear on a stand.
No, I want my head.
Just the head.
Mounted, and I want an apple in my mouth.
100%, I'm down for it. Yeah. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
So anyway, mate, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. I've been having a fucking great few days laughing at you getting death threats.
Here's another thing that's fucking pissed me off with right? Is it got eventually, and this was last night, it got kind of picked up by the far right. Right.
Okay.
So, and they started...
And that's who you're also into shagging as well, isn't it?
They started...
Mate, maybe you can get off with Jada Franson now. Maybe finally your dreams will come true. He'll be like, hey up, Jada. Look at this disrespect I've been doing. Fancy a go?
So, here's the thing, is that they started to turn it into like a grooming gangs thing. And so I'm reading all these comments the same way that...
They always do that. The same anything way, that happens, they go grooming gang.
The same way that the other ones managed to convince that I was going to
rape
and molest people. They convinced themselves, by the way, that I was a genuine threat in that regard.
Yeah.
Right? All the people convinced that it was like some sort of grooming gang issue and stuff. And it's like, dude, what the... Like, get your own house in order, blah, 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 grooming... And I'm like... Mate, why? Like, why are you connecting dots that aren't even there?
Because, like, that's what, like, culture war stuff is. It's like, it's just it doesn't matter what the issue is, they just attach the same arguments to it. And it's just the same it's just a, you know, a framework for them to do the exact same shit over and over again. You know, like, people have their, like, pre-existing, like, ideas that they filter into any single situation. It's why I've been called a Nazi and a snowflake for the same joke.
It's insane,
you know, everyone
isn't
comes
it?
In with their own interpretation already.
Exactly. It's fucking insane.
But you are just the latest one. And the good thing with this is, like, there will be a new one already today. Mm. And, like, there will be more and more. And eventually it moves on, you know?
I'll tell you what was really funny, though. Yeah. So, reading some of the comments, there were quite a few. I would say 10% of the comments from the Muslim community. And I know that you can't tell that they're all Muslim. I know, but I'm just generalising.
Yeah.
This was another thing that they got upset about as well. They went, he said Asian and then he said Muslim. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's like, yeah, guys, I've been recording for nearly 2 hours at that point.
Yeah.
And when you talk constantly for 2 hours, by the end of it, your head's a bit fried, or at least mine is anyway.
Yeah, and also, like, Muslim, there's Muslim people of all ethnicities. You know, you were specifically talking about Asian Muslims.
That's what I was trying to get across. Yeah. Anyway, right?
But to be clear, he does disrespect all of them.
There's some... there's some...
You didn't even like Muhammad Ali, do you? You still call him Cassius Clay.
Wasn't the greatest, was he? I was always more of a Joe Frazier fan myself. So, do you know... That whole fight was rumoured in some of the most controversial shit ever.
We're not moving on to...
No, but just to... You know that Muhammad Ali would turn up at Joe Frazier's training sessions and call him a monkey and call him an Uncle Tom and call him a house N-word.
What?
Yeah, no chance. And it was embroiled in some of the worst race stuff ever. And it's gotten so... That bit got so swept under the...
Yeah, because it's like... Well, it's like if I turned up at your... Well, not gym. Like cafe, let's say.
Yeah.
And, like, called you a cracker. You know, it's not the same.
Muhammad Ali would turn up to his things with a literal monkey.
Yeah.
Like a monkey puppet. Yeah. And be like, I'm Joe Frey. Insane stuff.
Yeah, it's one of the advantages of being black. You get to be racist.
No, but it was like... There was so much more going on that people just gloss over. They go, Muhammad Ali was the greatest. It's like, he also really took it really far with that Joe Frazier thing.
Yeah, it was
and
just...
Joe Frazier fucking hated him as well, by all accounts. Anyway, that's by the by. One thing that I thought was really interesting is reading some of these comments. Some Muslim women were like, oh, it's just a joke. Like,
yeah, I saw loads of comments like that. Like, you know, loads of people like, it's a joke, get over it. You don't speak for all Muslims getting offended.
And then some of the comments underneath were men going, shut up, bitch!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shut up, bitch, we're protecting women.
Yeah. Shut up, bitch, this guy doesn't have any respect.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, can you see the irony that is, you can't.
Yeah,
okay.
And like, just because someone's like a Muslim woman doesn't mean they don't have a sense of humour. You know, there's loads of funny Muslim women who are like, you know, that's just, he's taking the piss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
you want to add anything? No?
No, no.
Okay, yeah.
So, it was an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's been a real shit show.
I did, I had a couple of people reach out to me as well, which was nice. And, you know, like.
I offered my heartfelt sympathy.
Yeah, you offered your heartfelt sympathy in the form of, why are we removing any of the videos?
Yeah, well, you know, I was like, yeah, fuck your security.
Well, these things...
This is how we get views, mate.
These
is good for us.
They feed off fuel, don't they?
And co-hosts poking the fire.
Yeah, well, this is it. So the reason that I fucking put everything on private and the reason that we got rid of some of the Dead Men Talking
stuff... Because you're a big old pussy.
Is because... Have a word. We're like, yeah, well, you know, when we really offended people in wheelchairs, and it's like, oh yeah, I bet you were shitting it. I bet you were really worried for your personal security when that was happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah. I wound up a lot of school shooters, but you went top tier.
Like, exactly.
Of the groups to offend, top tier.
Exactly. If you're going to do it with, you know,
people
who really go for it. And I almost admire their commitment.
No, they are very committed.
They are very fucking committed.
I admire your artistry. I didn't know you could draw such good pictures of Muhammad. I didn't know they were so...
Yeah, very good. Very good. Fuck off. Trying to make it worse, you prick. Anyway, it's been a fucking mad...
Peace be upon him.
It's been an absolutely mad time.
Yeah.
I have... In a way, it's been really interesting to sort of be on that end.
Yeah.
But hopefully it feels like, touch wood, providing that nothing fucking kicks off in the next couple of days, providing that there's no other stuff that they can get upset about.
Yeah, I think this one will be all right, because like the advantage we've got here is it's like middle-aged people getting angry. Right, so they move on quickly on the internet. Like, autistic children, you're going to have months of it.
Well, this is it. And also as well, with the middle-aged people, they're all on data packages, aren't they?
This is it. They're all looking at the phone like...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Like this, they can't be on it too long, you know. Like they've got the flippy leather wallet.
Oh God, those phone wallets,
mate.
Right.
It's such a mark. When someone gets one of those out of their pocket, I'm just like, you fucking old cunt.
Yeah.
It just immediately, I'm like, have you just given up?
Also, as well, do you realise how stupid you look when you answer a call with one of those?
And you've got to flip your cards around the back.
So impractical.
It's insane.
And also, I check my phone all the time. Yeah. So I have to flip your phone open.
You've got to unpop a little button and flip it over.
Some of them have a little window as well so you can tell what time it is. Yeah. It's like, that's not why I'm checking my phone.
Yeah, and also, like, mine does that. I look at mine, I can see the fucking time.
The phone wallet thing is nonsense.
Yeah, I genuinely think anyone who has one of those should not be allowed an opinion on, like, modern culture. Just like, if you see a politician with one, it's like, you don't get to make laws about tech.
Oh,
you just don't.
Absolutely.
You're sitting
not.
Out the Facebook chat, you know?
I actually looked at investing in tech recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you know how I said that I...
mainly in Israel.
So...
Just Israeli weapon systems is what you mean, isn't it? He's invested in Star Wars.
You are such a prick. You are such a prick.
Did you think I was going to make this better?
Yes. It's like... Honestly, it feels like if I had AIDS and you had AIDS, but you were less down the line and you just kept bumming me.
Yeah, I would,
And I'm on the bed, just like absolutely frazzled. Yeah. And you're like, I give you more AIDS.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah.
No, I, you know, I've got obsessed with fucking checking out like YouTube things on Wall Street Bets.
Right, yeah.
Part of me
now you've got sucked in.
Yeah.
The problem is, see, like, this is the problem. You shouldn't be fucking with this.
Yeah, because
you've
all...
got you look at those things, and I know you're trying to take the piss, but you also have a gambling problem.
Yeah, yeah. They're all degenerates and gamblers.
Yeah, and that's you.
And so I'm looking in my head, and I'm going, well, Palantir are doing their third stock review.
Oh,
in
for
the...
fuck's sake, man. Because, like, now you're going to be a gambler, but more boring. At least, like, when you're normal gambling, it's like sport involved, and it's a laugh.
But the thing is, though, is when you go, oh, I bet it all on Reddit it came in, doesn't that sound like just a bag of luck? Do you know what I mean?
Well, it is, yeah.
Whereas if you go, listen, I had a hunch about Palantir's third quarter profits rising.
Yeah, and it's still luck.
Yeah, it is, but it sounds so impressive. I think I finally found the gambling for me.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is not what you needed, was more gambling. Like, you've lit up. You've got so excited about your little gambling. So I think it's a really bad idea.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
For the record.
I'm going to probably sink some money into it and donate absolutely none of the profits to...
To what?
To anyone.
Okay. Okay.
So, hey, here's the thing. Uh-huh. That's us finishing about that now. I'm going to...
I do want to show you a little thing, just quickly.
If you want to hear us talk about it in more depth, and if you want to hear... there's some YouTube reaction videos that we'll have.
I cannot wait to see these.
That's going to be on the Patreon. So we're going to show you some more stuff, and I'll read out some of my death threats. Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod, £3 a month, and you'll just get to see my inbox. I'll be really open with it, even more so than what we have been with this.
Give me £3,
said Rob.
Yeah. Are you doing it like a little bedtime story?
Yeah, I'm doing it in the third person.
All right, yeah. Join us on Patreon if you're enjoying this.
Said Rob as he scratched his itchy, disgusting skin.
I didn't scratch myself, though, at all.
No,
but you can't just like...
That's,
you know,
a cue for you false, to...
That's fake news.
Should we try it again, then?
No, we've done it now.
Explained Rob as he looked into the camera wistfully and wished his dad would come home. Give us £3 a month for Patreon. If you enjoy Dead Men Talking, then why not become a patron? It's £3 a month. You go over to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod, and by signing up you get an extra episode every single week, access to all the extra content that we put out, Rob's punishment set, the live roast shows. You get access to the Discord.
What good value!
Where we keep all the videos and stuff. It is genuinely, it's always called the best value Patreon in the game.
By
because
us.
We're not a podcast that does tiers. We're not one of these, £3, £5, £10.
Because we can't be arsed.
£3, you get fucking everything for that, and you help to support us. Your money helps keep this podcast going.
Because it is hard to get sponsors for this.
Bloody impossible.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
We had Manscaped for 2 weeks.
Explained Rob, as he thought about all the times in his life where people had pretended to love him to be close to him. Mm-hmm. Why are you smiling at that?
It's nice. It's like I take him pretending, you know.
Said Rob's mum as she faked yet another orgasm.
Right. Like, who's badly shagging my mum in this story?
Said Rob to the queue of men outside his mum's door.
I've inept men. Anyway, give us £3. Let's get back to it.
Said the men. Do you want to show me something on Twitter?
Just
now?
Quickly, right? So, you know
how... Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, so we had a plan to try and sponsor a kids' football team. It's ongoing, right?
It's ongoing, but spoiler alert, it's really fucking hard.
Yeah, but we're working on it. We'll get there. But we are going to have to... We were originally going to try and sponsor a football team with Fred and Rose Patios, right? Because like, ha ha ha. That's funny. Who'd have Rose West on their football stadium? Anyway, so Southend United have sold the naming rights for their West Stand to local estate agents Gilbert and Rose. So there's a stand in Southend Stadium that is now called the Gilbert and Rose West Stand.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? So we've been beaten to the punch a bit on this. So I think we're going to have to rebrand what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll still do it, but we can't really do Rose West anymore. It's been covered.
Exactly. It's been done.
It's incredible, this.
And like, we are nothing if not hacks.
Shout out to Gilbert and Rose, by the way. Like, it's good thinking that. We could have done it like that. That's better than we had.
Yeah, but we don't have the money to sponsor a stadium.
That's true. No, yeah. We're at best going to do some kids'
Gilbert,
shirts.
Gilbert and Rose West sounds like the Gilbert from Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yeah, it sounds like a musical. I will bury children all across the moors.
That's not an upbeat number. That's not an upbeat number.
You've got to put some upbeat songs in it.
At the beginning, maybe.
You won't find them. You won't find them. You won't find them for 40 years.
No, but the I'm going to bury children across the moors thing is going to have to be the I'm going to bury them across the moors.
No, but like, she's excited. She's been looking forward to burying some kids across the moors.
Yeah, no, but... Right, well, you have your own vision for the musical, yay, and I'll have mine. So, here's a thing.
Sorry for wanting a laugh.
Here's a thing. Here's something that ties into, you know, the Twitter outrage that I've had.
Uh-huh.
So, I noticed that there was somebody who was trending on Twitter.
Well, speaking of investing in weapons.
On the same day that I was. No, the day before. Right. And her name is Anna Mardoll.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Anna Mardoll before?
I mean, not like independently. Because like, it sounds like a drag queen with special needs.
Well, this person is trans, so...
Right.
Well done.
Okay, well, you know.
Well done for your bigotry.
Right, well, probably should have gone for something that sounds less like a pun.
I think
new name.
That maybe what we should do is clip that up and then post it on... Uh-huh. The RuPaul's Drag Race official fan Twitter account.
To be honest, we can just post a picture of you on a trans forum and they'll kick off. That's the other one you've done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Finally, you've united trans people and Muslims. the one man who can bring those two communities together.
I've brought them together through the hatred of me.
Yeah.
That's quite beautiful.
Yeah,
that.
It is in a way.
I want to see a fundamentalist Muslim in full Muslim dress, hand in hand with two drag queens in stiletto.
It's beautiful. What a wonderful thing.
Picketing my latest gig.
Right.
Say no to hate.
Yeah.
So
is Anna the one who wrote the thing about reading being ableist?
That's the one.
Right. So the tweet was like everyone expects like writers to read a lot.
No.
So it was about writers, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was about writers, but there was a conversation going. Somebody said something about a well-known writer. They got asked, "What's the number one way to be a good writer?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Well, to read a lot."
Yeah, which is like the most standard. Like I've heard that writing advice, and I'm not a writer.
Yeah,
it's just standard, isn't it? You should read a lot. You soak in a lot of what other people are doing,
and
you
I
learn
imagine
what's
that that's the same for almost anything that you want to be.
Yeah,
like for example, if you want to be a really good comedian, I think it makes sense to watch a lot of comedy.
Yeah,
if you want to now look. There are comedians who don't watch any comedy, and they're all shit.
Yeah, but they all watched it when they were starting. They were all watching it at gigs.
Exactly.
You're seeing loads of other people doing it.
Phil Ellis, who I absolutely think is an amazing comic, he doesn't really like watching comedy.
Yeah. But what he does is totally like singular and
loved
unique.
Loved Norm Macdonald.
Sure.
Loves Vic and Bob and that
we've all
kind
got
of
like
thing.
Our heroes.
Has
that,
their own
it?
Thing. I don't know of a single comedian that's good that's like, I don't watch stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to be a fucking footballer, then you... And every footballer's like, oh, I idolised so-and-so or whatever. Yeah. Every fucking... I imagine that if you're a chef, you know, the best ways to watch cooking stuff and that.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes without saying.
You learn
saying
off other chefs.
For fucking anything.
Yeah.
That if you want to be good at it, you've got to engage
with it.
It's like
being a chef who doesn't eat.
Yeah, or like a
vegetarian in a steakhouse.
I would go as far as to say there's no good vegan butchers.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
There's no good vegan butchers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So, this is it, right?
I'm probably not who you want running your hog roast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine you in charge of a school for wizards.
Yeah. Whereas you now... Honestly, if you could hurry up with the fucking jihad on Freddy, it'd really help me out.
It took him a second to work out what I just said.
It wasn't like I couldn't work it out. It was just like, it was so shit. It took a second to like sink in that you'd done that. Honestly, fucking tech him. He said way worse stuff off camera. He said way worse.
God, I thought that was so funny. I honestly, my favourite part of this Dark Humour podcast is me making the worst jokes.
Just like fucking dad jokes. Stuff that get rejected off a penguin bar.
Oh, God. Anyway, but I do it with absolutely no, like, tongue-in-cheek, Ray. I just do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, okay. Yeah. We can add that to...
upset with you now.
We can
I feel like an imam.
We can add that to Barbara and the Czech shirts as my... That's my top three dreadful fucking... Anyway, right. So Anna Mardoll, she was like, how dare you all to say that you have to be a good writer... in order to be a good writer, you have to be a reader. That is ableist.
Some people can't read.
Classic ableism. Yeah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
And it's like, yeah, some people can't read. I probably don't want to read their book.
Now that is on brand. It's not the only thing Anna Mardoll's done. That's just her latest thing.
Sure, sure. She's one of them.
It's this kind of social justice warrior.
Yeah.
And I hate using the term woke, but woker than woke, holier than thou.
Yeah.
Oh, you might think that you're really... But
just
actually,
the ultimate extreme end of it, where it's just looking for fucking problems that aren't there.
Anyway.
And like, you know, like, yeah.
Turns out, she works for Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, so she's done like an internship at Lockheed Martin.
No.
She got a nepotism hire, though. It was someone that in her family hired her to Lockheed Martin. So not only was it like working for the most evil company in the world, she was grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Like fucking old money.
And has worked there for 15 years.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
It's like literally the most evil place you could work.
Yeah.
Like it's up there, isn't it?
Well,
Leo Kearse used to work for BAE Systems. The fucking wrong'un.
I don't know if this is the time to mention that my dad worked for BAE Systems for 42 years.
Wow, your dad's a bad guy.
Yeah, but at least I know who he is. Yeah. So,
true, but I'd rather not know that there was someone who was murdering people in Arabic countries. So, you know, runs in the family, does it? Runs in the family, does it, Freddie?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did your dad do again?
No comment.
A soldier, was he? No. SAS soldier?
No, not as,
No. So your dad definitely wasn't murdering Arabic countries.
Royal Marine Commando, but he was only in like...
Oh, yeah.
He was in like Bosnia protecting Chechens.
Oh, yeah, that's...
He actually was.
Protecting.
So well, that's what they were doing, yes, actually.
Protecting.
Do you know the history of the Bosnian War?
Protecting.
That's what the side we were
on.
Yeah,
definitely.
We were protecting.
Definitely.
We were protecting Muslims, actually.
We shall not fire
first.
Of course.
We were protecting the Kosovo. That's actually what that war was. Okay, if you know the history of the Balkans. So,
yeah.
It was also in the First Gulf War.
My daddy's a hero.
I mean, he might be. Could be.
Just not to you.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I love how I reached out to grab you in a really sort of like patronising way, yeah. And your hands went in and you started going, no, I don't want male contact, yeah. I'll be hurt again. Yeah. Worked for Lockheed Martin. Now, literally, I'm not a work for who you want to fucking work for.
I'm going to judge you for it, though.
No, the reason that my dad worked for BAE Systems is because they're the largest employer.
Gave him a boner.
Around. They're the largest employer. My friends work for BAE Systems from
school.
All your
friends are cunts.
They've got no other option.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, they've tried. They're my friends. What do you think?
But like, get on a bus, move somewhere else. There's always an option. I don't know. Don't work for that.
It's not really, because this is a pregnant at 18 kind of fucking town. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's where you've gone wrong.
And you just... Bloody hell, you're such a Tory.
But it also depends on the level you're at, right? It also depends at the level. Like, sure, if you're like at the absolute lowest level, you're working for an incredibly evil company, but it's not really on you.
There you go. Like, he worked in the factory.
Yeah. It's still gross. It's still a gross job.
Yeah.
But obviously the management level is much worse.
The thing is they're not in the position where they can pick and choose who they work for.
Sure.
Not everybody has that luxury.
No, but like...
However, this person...
I've been in poverty. I'd rather continue doing that than work for BAE, personally.
Well, some people have better opinions than you.
Okay.
And if you had...
I'd just rather not push the problem onto other
children,
people.
So if you had children, you're saying you'd rather bring your children up in poverty than work at a company that was unethical.
Actively enable murdering other people's children.
The work at a company that was unethical. So just
to that level. To that level. There's unethical and there's unethical.
To the level of BAE Systems.
Yeah, probably.
That is insane. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
But I would just move.
And I reckon if you spoke to any Yemenis, they'd be like, dude, just take the 24K a year job.
I don't know if Yemenis would, mate.
I think they would.
Okay, well, probably don't talk about Yemenis.
How many Yemenis do you know?
I mean, a lot have been chatting to you in the last few days, to be fair. You have been in contact with a lot more.
That's what that flag is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, right. I love the idea, though, that they're getting bombed or whatever, and they're like, but for real, this joke takes it too far.
Yeah.
Like, this joke legitimately takes it way too far. Let's get everyone, put down your guns for a minute and have a look at this. This is bullshit. Anyway, right. I think work for who you fucking want, and as long as you're happy with it, as long as you make peace with yourself, whatever. However, this Anna Mardell literally builds her whole online persona around calling everyone out.
Yeah, and like if you're basing your brand on ethics and you're doing that, you're fucked.
Exactly. Yeah. It'd be like me calling out Ricky Gervais and going, some of those jokes were just too far. It'd be like if I said that Jimmy Carr joke crossed a line.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, totally.
It's like when Frankie Boyle tries to go all woke and he goes, Ricky Gervais is really bad for his comments about trans people.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, do you remember what you said about Harvey Price? Or?
Yeah, Sarah Silverman started doing that in recent years. Well, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So you used those dark jokes to build your career, but now you're pulling the ladder up for everyone else, is it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Speaking of Frankie Boyle, I can't believe we don't have this on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Do you did you see what happened with him getting a little bit of cancel culture thrown his way?
I didn't, no.
Did you not see this?
I've been busy this week. I've seen a few internet controversies where I'm just like, oh, I can't be arsed. I don't care.
Well, it's a good job that somebody is carrying the flag for Team Dead Men Talking.
Oh, yeah, because I've put no effort into this in the last couple
absolutely
of weeks.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Look, you might have painted the studio. Big whoop.
Big whoop.
Yeah, I've got a fucking bounty on my head. Yeah. Who's really sacrificed more?
You've got four of them in your belly.
You're a prick. So
he wouldn't eat a bounty of coconuts too near fruit.
I actually love bounties, there you go. And I really like coconut.
Okay.
So shows what you know.
Yeah.
You're a fucking bigot. So, no. Frankie Boyle got a full Daily Mail article about Frankie Boyle because he did a bit at Latitude about raping and murdering Holly Willoughby.
Right. Well, the problem there is he's done it at Latitude. That's where he's been dumb. Because Latitude is the most middle-class, fucking up-their-own-ass place on Earth.
Well, you're wrong. The actual joke is about how he could never joke about those things. So
right.
The actual context is about how you can't joke about stuff like that.
Right.
But what the Daily Mail have done is they've gone, you did say rape and murder Holly Willoughby.
Yeah.
And so snippety snip snip.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Pop it in. And now Frankie.
It's unlike the Mail.
But this is the thing, is that Frankie Boyle now gets it from all angles.
Yeah, he does.
So he
yeah
gets it from the left, who go, how dare you make this joke, blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And he gets it from the right because they love it when somebody, quote unquote, goes woke, yeah, and then it backfires on them.
Yeah, but this is the thing anyway. It's not a one-sided thing. It comes from both sides always. It always does. Like, you know, it comes from religious fundamentalists, hardline right-wing people. It comes from lefties who are soft and stuff. It's just it's the same effect happening from different angles.
Oh, yeah,
always.
They're
yeah
all the extremities yeah of any group or organisation mm-hmm are filled with fucking cunts.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't care if that's religion or politics,
yeah,
or
yeah
anything. Even if you fucking, you're really into fucking Kerbers. The yeah most extreme of the Kerber fanatics, I bet, are the biggest dickheads on the planet.
Well, yeah, it's going to be autistic kids who shag teddies, isn't it?
Posted on Reddit forums. How'd you get cum out of fur?
Yeah. It's going to be like, I reckon it's like a gateway drug to being a furry. It's like the first step down the path.
But yeah, this is the thing, is they just, anybody at the extreme of any fucking thing,
yeah,
they're nuts. They're absolute nutters. So I saw that Frankie Boyle was like, oh, Jesus Christ, you
yeah
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After, for context, you know, type thing. It's mad how people can just rip things out of and they've done the same with me. Just rip it out of its
yeah
context,
yeah, yeah,
stick it in something else, and they go, doesn't this look bad?
Yeah, although yours was perfectly in context, is exactly what you said, and meant, so that is different.
No.
That is different, because
no
you meant yours.
Stop trying
you meant yours
to get me killed.
I'm not trying.
You are.
I'm going to get you killed. It's not trying.
If I die, please can everyone unsubscribe from Dead Men Talking and stop listening.
I'm just going to put a little video like, what Freddie would have wanted was £3 a month.
He said, it's my dying wish to grow the Patreon to 2,000.
I'm going to put a QR code on your headstone that links to our Patreon.
Have you no shit? You know what, joke's on you, I'm going to get cremated.
Yeah. How big's the oven?
It's an auger. Oh, shit.
You have to render you down.
I've got one more thing that I want to talk to you about.
Uh-huh.
Mock the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Mock the Week?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mock the Week.
Yeah, you were a real one.
17 years.
What the fuck's Hugh Dennis going to do now?
Outnumbered.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, it's gone. And look, I'm sad for my comedian mates who worked on it. You know, there's a few people who really liked who did that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, liked, to make it sound like I've moved on from it. But I do like
yeah
who we're doing it. And I feel sad that comedians lose work ever. But for the culture of comedy, you know, panel shows dying is not a bad thing.
I'll tell you what, and this is going to be an opinion. I was going to say this is going to be controversial. In the grand scheme of
yeah
things.
Yeah, fucking hell, mate. In for a penny. Like, what, I'll piss off a couple of fucking comedians. I think you'll be all right, mate.
I think that show died the minute Frankie Boyle left.
Well, a lot of the comments were that. like on it always.
Let's
like,
be real. Otherwise, where... There was a time when you would tune in to Mock the Week because you wanted to hear the next controversial thing that Frankie Boyle said.
Yeah, like, you know, that was like the classic era when it was like Russell Howard as well and like them. That was like the peak.
I remember...
Andy Parsons was fucking shit, but...
Oh, my God.
Just like, there was a few people on that stealing a living.
And also...
Dennis and Parsons were the biggest. Parsons has not been on it
listening
for a while.
To his voice do this over and over.
Can you imagine if he
makes me want to kill myself.
If he started now, he wouldn't make it past open spot.
No, he wouldn't. He's so slow. His delivery drives me insane. Because nobody talks like this. It's just so stagnated. The bit that Frankie Boyle said about... If you were
about
to
Rebecca Adlington looking like she's looking at herself in the back of a spoon.
Mate, the bit about him saying that should be the footage for anti-drink driving adverts should be footage of Richard Hammond trying to remember his own wedding day. It's just so funny.
When he talks about the cost of the Olympics in the UK and he's like, for £4 billion we could have written fuck off Germany on the moon.
If you were to do a top 10 of Mock the Week over the last 17 years, seven of them would be him.
Yeah, no, it was. But, like, you know, they tried to move with the times. They had a lot of good people on. They had a few shit people, but they had plenty of good people.
Since he left...
It's just the tone got nicer.
What they should... And exactly.
And nice isn't funny.
It became less irreverent.
If you're
going to mock the week, then mock the fucking week. Actually mock it. Yeah. Don't just go, like, you know, 17 billion. Do you know what I mean? Is it the amount of dinner parties that Boris Johnson had?
How many children
in lockdown
Boris has? You know, it's so easy. It's all just that shit. It's all like
you have to really go for the gut, and they stopped doing that. They stopped going for the gut, and as soon as they did that, no one gave a fuck anymore.
Yeah, like now that it's not on TV anymore, I might upgrade my writing credit because I wrote for a comic who was on there once, and like so I've got, you know, a writer on Mock the Week, and I might just tell people I just wrote for the show. No one can check now. It's like, you know, if you want to get a job now, just put down that you're a manager at Toys R Us. Who were they calling to check?
Yeah.
You know?
I was the CEO of Woolworths.
Exactly. Hey, you're fucking fine. Don't have too many because then it looks like it's your fault. But like... It's just all shut down businesses. Like, all right, mate. But yeah, like, so you know. Where were we?
I was just talking about Mock the Week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm to be honest with you, I'm happy it's dead.
I'm just amazed it's outlived Have I Got News For You. That should have died 15 years ago.
Oh, it's so fucking
so
sad,
shit,
isn't it?
Mate. Their Twitter account is the saddest thing. They just tweet the lamest jokes. Say the thing with Have I Got News For You. At least three times an episode, they do that joke format where it's like, Piers Morgan and a turd. And they're like, one of them is a smelly piece of shit that we need to get rid of. And the other one's a turd.
Yeah, they do that.
Like five times an episode.
But here's
like,
the thing,
fuck
right?
me.
I feel like the people that watch Have I Got News For You are 50.
Retarded.
50 plus. Proper spoffers.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot that we'd got a word, so I don't have to say that.
Yeah. I feel like they're 50 plus.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that Mock the Week target are 30s. And 30s. Yeah.
But who do you know in your 30s who watches it?
Totally. Because 30s have gone, fuck you, there's podcasts.
Yeah.
Whereas 50s haven't done that yet.
A few of them have cottoned on, but it's still to catch on fully.
Exactly. So they've still got that captive audience of technophobes that look at the phone from a distance and go, "Oh, I've not got much data left, so I'll switch and see what's on BBC
Two." The leather wallet folks.
Exactly.
That's who's watching.
Nobody listens to a podcast through a leather wallet.
Yeah, the kind of people who watch Have I Got News For You are the people who will like they'll use like shit puns when they're talking about politicians. So I'll be like, Tony B. Liar.
Yeah,
that sort of shit. So, like, it's fucking dead. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not. I don't think it's a great loss to the comedy world. I think it's a loss to a bunch of people who are like, and that's sad. But like,
yeah, but
in
it's
general,
a, it's
in
a
the
pay
long
pig.
In the exactly in the long term, you
look,
know,
if any of my mates were relying, on having six episodes of Mock the Week.
That's true. I think Gary Delaney's going to be fine.
To fucking sort the mortgage or something like that. But none of them are. They've all got enough money coming in.
I mean, it did massively boost some people's careers. Like, Gary's a great example of that. It, like, really helped Gary out and made him the act that he is now. Yeah. But I think Gary would have got there anyway.
Yeah. You know, also, Gary was dark on it, man.
Oh, yeah. Gary filled that role. You know, like the darker one-liner guy, because that's what he does. He's brilliant.
And this is, I mean, without fucking trying to push myself too much or push this too much, that's the role of dark comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that if you actually take a chance on it, it fucking captivates people.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Because
yeah.
no one wants to watch fucking sanitised crap.
Well, this is the problem that TV comedy has now that we've got this. Because, like, the whole process of this is we make it and we put it out. There's not some fucking Oxbridge, like, wannabe comedian who failed at working as a producer giving us notes. There's not, like, limits. Like, when I was writing for it, like, the limits are insane.
Mate, I've written for two seasons of Roast Battles.
Yeah.
And they go, we want it, the most disgusting stuff. Yeah. And then they send you the list of fucking 30 things that you can't joke about.
So, initially, we pitched a joke that involved kids with cancer swimming with dolphins, right? Yeah. They were like, you can't do kids with cancer.
Yeah.
Right, so changed it to kids with depression. They were like, can't do mental illness. It's like, you can't even mention depression. It wasn't like having a go as well. It was just, you know, there needs to be a reason why these kids are swimming with dolphins.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we'll do depression. That's not... Like, no, not allowed.
What?
It's not allowed, so yeah. And this is it. And like, it just paints you into a corner.
I had a bit that I can never make work about sick children swimming with dolphins.
Okay.
And it was about how, like...
What ethnicity are these children?
It's
what religion?
White, Christian.
Right, okay.
It's about how... It's mad how the dolphin doesn't get a say in it.
Yeah.
Like you can imagine the dolphin's like, really? Come on, he's got Down syndrome. It's going to be like having a fucking bowling ball around my neck. This is... Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's just mad how they don't get to choose.
Yeah, like if one of them had to try and drag you along. Just this dolphin sinking like and twitching.
I like the idea of a dolphin going back to its dolphin family and going, and its wife going, do you have a good day at work? And he's like, oh, mate, do you know what Ivy Price is? Mate, he's fucking enormous. He's a big lad. He's a really big... It took four of us. It was like...
Like pulling a chariot.
Yeah, he looked like the King of Neptune.
Like fucking Ben-Hur.
But yeah, it just seems like a really weird thing to get really intelligent animals to do.
Yeah, he's probably getting dumber animals. But that's the thing, though. That's why it's good, because they're, like, intelligent and they'll, like, play with you.
We used to let you swim with dolphins, but there's been some changes and we've realised that they're too intelligent.
I've got to swim with tuna.
Do you want to walk with this donkey?
Donkey will bite you. I think we're going to have to go something...
It's just a really sad kid walking around...
Just dragging a halibut on a rope.
Well, this
you're going to get to swim with trout.
Upstream as well.
Yeah.
Right. Let's call it, mate. I feel like we're fucking done.
Yeah.
It's been a hella episode.
So if you want to send in any death threats, the WhatsApp for this is 07520644931. Send us videos. And also, yeah, any death threats, I'll pass them on to Freddie.
I've already had enough, thank you.
If you're really angry about this and you like really want to stick it to us, I tell you, Freddie told me before he would hate it if anyone went to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod and donated £3. You don't paid £3. You get some stuff in return, but also you can send private messages and those will get direct to Freddie. So if you really want to make sure he sees your death threat, £3 a month at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
What we are going to do is we're going to go record a Patreon after this, and like I say,
we say go, we're going to sit here.
Yeah go record, like the verb to go. So
I'm aware it's a verb anyway.
We're gonna record a Patreon after this where we take a deep dive. I'm just gonna read you the DMs.
I'm so excited.
So for £3, you can just hear hundreds of death threats, and I'm gonna read them out word for word. I don't give a fuck.
He's gonna do the accent as well.
Fuck off. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe on all platforms and tell your mates if you're enjoying it. We'll see you again next week.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.